Sexy Dare. Written by Carly Phillips. Narrated by Angela Daw. Chapter 1. With happy hour being celebrated loudly around him, Jason Dare stood on a balcony above the bar area and surveyed his domain, Club 1029, a nightclub in Tribeca, an ode to the past, and a reminder that the future wasn't guaranteed. Despite the fact that his two partners were here, as were members of his actual family, he still felt very much alone. Although solitary was a state of being he chose, for reasons only he and his partners, men he considered his brothers, understood, sometimes it wasn't easy, especially since they were very much in demand. As owners, they were becoming well known here and had had extremely positive press, and that made him a target. For those who wanted an inn with the occasional highbrow guest, and for women with dollar signs in their eyes and hopes to snag a wealthy man. Jason didn't engage. He was ultra-selective with the females he brought to his bed. His life was the club, his partners, and his large family. He kept his circle close and minimized his risk of loss as best he could. That mantra defined him, extending into his love life as well. After his father had blown his family sky high, after he'd almost lost his sister to cancer when she was a child, after losing his partner Landon's twin and Jason's best friend back in college, he didn't, couldn't get close to people and risk more loss. He didn't get emotionally involved, ever. A woman couldn't expect anything more than the occasional hookup when it was convenient, but he enjoyed those moments of connection with the females he did allow into his bed. He had enough darkness in his life that when he let go, he wanted to enjoy and have fun.
"Jason, this has been an amazing night," his sister Sienna said,
throwing her arms around his neck and planting a kiss on his cheek. He chuckled and smiled at her glowing face. Her husband, Ethan Knight, grinned as he pulled her off him and into his arms.
"She's been liberal with the alcohol," Ethan explained her exuberant enthusiasm. "Her first time out since having the baby."
He held his wife tight against him.
"I had fun, and now we're going home to f—"
Ethan placed a hand over Sienna's mouth, sparing Jason from hearing about his sister's love life. Jesus. He shot the man a grateful look.
"And on that note, we're leaving. We just wanted to say goodbye,"
Ethan said with a smug grin on his face.
"Thanks for coming."
Jason extended his arm and shook Ethan's hand.
"And give that little bundle a kiss."
Sample complete. Ready to continue?